Papers Read on AI with Rob, keeping you up to date with the latest research. This reading is brought to you by Mars Race, Stake a Claim on the Red Planet, available on Android and iOS. Linear transformers with learnable kernel functions are better in context models. Authored 2024 by Yaroslav Aksinov, Nikita Balagansky, Sofia Maria Lo Cicerovena, Boris Shaposhnikov, Alexei Gorbatovsky, Daniil Gavrilov. When dealing with lengthy context and small model capacity, to address this issue, we introduce Rebased, Revisited-Based 1, a novel variation of the linear transformer model that improves the use of attention kernels. The crux of our development lies in addressing the inability of Base to disregard specific tokens with zero probability during the attention process. By refining the kernel function and incorporating new architectural modifications, we have created a model that improves accuracy on tasks involving retrieving information from long sequences of tokens while simplifying the calculation of the attention mechanism. When testing our enhanced architecture on the MQAR task, we found that Rebased surpasses the original Based model across a variety of contexts and model sizes. Additionally, after training with the PILE dataset, Gao et al., 2020, we observed that Rebased performs better than its predecessor in context learning and excels at modeling associative dependencies measured through improved perplexity metrics. 2. Recent work. The vanilla transformer architecture, Vaswani et al., 2017. Although widely used in NLP, Radford et al., 2019, Tuvron et al., 2023, Devlin et al., 2019, Zhang et al., 2023, suffers from growing computational and memory demands, O, D asterisk operator N2, as sequence lengths, N, and head size, D, increase. While this is not much of a problem when it comes to shorter sequences, it becomes a significant bottleneck when working with longer ones. Several alternative architectures were proposed to address this issue. Katharopoulos et al., 2020, suggested substituting the attention mechanism's exponential function, which is meant to measure the similarity between queries and keys, with a product of kernel functions that can be separately evaluated for queries and keys. This kernel-based approach reshapes the computation within the attention mechanism, cutting the time and memory complexity to O, D2 asterisk operator N. Additionally, during inference, it supports sampling sequences with linear complexity regarding length, similar to RNNs, Hochreiter and Schmidhuber, 1997, Chung et al., 2014. In a different approach, state-space models, SSMs, borrow from control theory to offer a simplified structure akin to RNNs, but without activation functions across time, GU et al., 2022, Smith et al., 2023, GU et al., 2023. The Mamba model, also known as S6, GU and Dao, 2023, stands out in this category, displaying enhanced learning of short-term dependencies in texts compared to existing pre-trained LLMs, Zhang et al., 2023, Tuvron et al., 2023. Despite these advancements, there is no standard way to fully evaluate these innovative architectures to assess their performance limits. One standard evaluation method is to pre-train a language model and assess its perplexity with a given dataset, but this may not truly reflect the model's ability to manage long context dependencies. Another option is to use the long-range arena, LRA, benchmark, which involves classification tasks with long input sequences. Though some new models have outperformed transformers in the LRA, it is believed that the benchmark is capable of introducing bias in the comparison, Amos et al., 2023. One promising evaluation approach is to test in architectures in context learning abilities. Olson et al., 2022, introduced the concept of associative recall, AR, a task where the model learns to copy a token from a sequence after a certain point. However, while in Fu et al., 2023a, the associative recall task was implemented with a goal to retrieve only one token, Aurora et al., 2023, noted that this task could be considered overly simplistic. This led to the creation of the multi-query associative recall, MQAR, task, which requires retrieving multiple tokens from the context. Findings on MQAR indicate that while newer models may compete with transformer in terms of perplexity, they can still struggle with long contexts at small model sizes because of their limited in-context learning capabilities. Meanwhile, transformers remain robust against such factors. Lastly, Aurora et al., 2023, introduced linear transformer with a new kernel function, namely Based, showcasing enhanced performance on the MQAR task when compared to Mamba. Despite this improvement, Compared to traditional transformers, the problem of decline in performance when handling long sequences with smaller models still remains. Addressing this challenge is the primary goal of our paper. 3. Background. 3.1. Linear transformers. To fully grasp the base architecture, it is vital to first discuss the original transformer model. The attention mechanism, which is central to the transformer's functionality, evaluates the output yi for each position I as follows. To address this scalability problem, Katharopoulos et al. 2020 suggested replacing the direct computation of similarity between q and k with a transformation through a nonlinear kernel function phi. This allows for the following approximation: sim qi kj approximately equals phi t qi phi kj. By implementing this kernel, the linear transformer computes yi as yi equals pi j equals 0 phi t qi phi kj vj pi n equals 0 phi qi phi t kn. 3.2. Based. Selecting an appropriate kernel function phi is critical to a linear transformer's performance. Various kernel functions have been proposed: Peng et al. 2021, Schlag et al. 2021, Chin et al. 2022, but on language modeling tasks, none have surpassed the original attention mechanism. However, a breakthrough was achieved by Aurora et al. 2023, who introduced a novel kernel function inspired by the Taylor series expansion of the exponential function, defined as 4. Revisiting based. In our study, we explore the fundamental requirements for kernel functions. We examine the exponential function in its approximate representation. As depicted in Figure 2, we observe a limitation in the approximation since its minimal value is fixed at 0. 5. This is problematic for handling long sequences, as it is difficult to assign a near-zero attention score to specific token pairs. Ideally, we want to be able to diminish the attention scores to zero, which would require significantly larger values elsewhere in the normalization process with the based model. To rectify this issue, a straightforward approach would be to adjust the lowest point of the kernel function to zero. However, this solution prompts us to ask why the minimum value of the kernel function should occur precisely at qtk equals minus 1. As used in the original transformer, the traditional exponential similarity function increases monotonically, but the quadratic kernel has an optimal value to which it decreases and then ascends from. Therefore, to decrease attention in the transformer, one would aim to minimize QTK. In contrast, the ideal QTK should be exactly minus 1 for the based method. Otherwise, the attention score would increase. This condition may induce less than ideal training outcomes and degrade the model's accuracy. These challenges lead us to conjecture that if a quadratic kernel is used to calculate the similarity between Q and K, we must consider the range of potential QTK values and create adjustable parameters for the parabolic function to align with these values during training. Simplifying for clarity, let us look at a one-dimensional scenario. We can express the trainable parameters of the kernel function in relation to the affine transformation of Q and K as such. Here, phi represents a quadratic function. The model can learn any quadratic function with a determined minimum value by adjusting its parameters. We can, therefore, simplify the kernel function to incorporating the affine transformation into the kernel function. We obtain phi q equals gamma q q plus beta q 2 equals gamma 2 q q 2 plus 2 gamma q beta q q plus beta 2 q phi k equals gamma k k plus beta k 2 equals gamma 2 k k 2 plus 2 gamma k beta k k plus beta 2 k. Where q and k have their unique parameters gamma q, gamma k, beta q, and beta k, enabling the model to learn any quadratic function that is non-negative and has a single real root. Interestingly, our transformation resembles the application of layer normalization, Ba et al. 2016, minus the normalization itself. We hypothesize whether normalizing Q and K before the kernel function could improve the model's performance. Our suspicion is confirmed when normalization enhances results, as demonstrated in a later ablation study. Consequently, our refined rebased model incorporates layer normalization. In the following sections, we provide an in-depth analysis and conduct comprehensive experiments to validate the effectiveness of these modifications. 5. Experiments. 5.1. Experimental setup. We applied the first evaluation of our rebased model on the MQAR task, for which we trained a model to perform associative recall with varying numbers of retrieved tokens. Aurora et al. 2023 suggested that for a comprehensive assessment, models need to be tested across different sequence lengths, model sizes, and number of query key pairs to be retrieved. However, those experiments were limited, only exploring sequence lengths up to 512. These constraints resulted in the base model displaying performance comparable to the traditional attention mechanism. Longer sequence lengths can be explored to gain a deeper understanding of how improvements in associative recall are affected by changes in model configurations. This is why we extended our training to include models capable of handling sequence lengths of reference 128,256,512, 1024, 2048. We tested a range of hidden sizes from 64 to 512. For our ablation study to yield more precise insights, we also employed smaller models with hidden sizes as modest as reference 16, 24, 32, 48. In order to tailor our approach to varied sequences, we used different query key, QK, pairs for each length. The specifics of these configurations are detailed in Appendix A. We also put other sub-quadratic architectures to the test, including Mamba, SSM family, GU and Dao, 2023, Hyena, the long convolutions family, Poli et al., 2023, the vanilla attention method, and RWKV, Peng et al., 2023. By comparing a diverse range of models, our goal was to present a well-rounded evaluation of how our rebased model stands out in the field. For based, we utilized Triton kernels published by Yang and Zhang, 2024, and for rebased, we modified it so that phi, x, equals x2. We used a hybrid architecture with short convolution and kernel size 3 in the first layer, and specified a mixer in the second. We found that this setup was more stable on longer sequence lengths, especially when using an attention mixer. However, we did not modify the Mamba model since convolutions were already present inside the Mamba block. We put the full results and model architecture details in Appendix A. In language modeling, our second experimental setup leveraged the extensive PIL dataset, Gao et al., 2020, to train a language model, LM. We opted for a sequence length of 4096, a slight increase from the standard value while still ensuring the replication of the architectural framework as presented by Aurora et al., 2023-2. Note that some hyperparameters such as model dimension and the number of layers were set in order to match the number of model parameters in the initial experiment. Detailed model configuration can be found in Appendix B. The MQAR task provided insights into in-context learning proficiencies across various architectures, while the language modeling assessment allowed us to appraise short-term dependency modeling capacities. Beyond traditional perplexity metrics on validation data, we also scrutinized the associative, AR, and non-associative, non-AR, variants of perplexity. Here, AR corresponds to token positions necessitating associative recall, while non-AR refers to other tokens. When tokens recur within a text, the subsequent appearances are categorized as AR, highlighting the model's capability to recall from context. 5.2. MQAR experiment. In Figure 1, we present the capability of various models to handle the MQAR task as the sequence length increases. One key observation is that, at a sequence length of 2048, all models, except for the attention model, struggled to perform effectively when limited to a model dimension of 64. As we expanded the model dimensions, the performance of the rebased model matched or surpassed the based model. The RWKV and Mamba architectures failed on the MQAR task across all tested model sizes. This experiment highlights the significance of utilizing more sophisticated setups, as the performance discrepancy between the attention model and the other models, based and rebased, becomes pronounced only when the sequence length exceeds 512. These results suggest that the efficacy of attention alternatives like rebased becomes particularly important when processing long sequences. Therefore, more consideration should be devoted to configurations involving lengthy sequences to leverage the full potential of such models. 5.3. Ablation study. We comprehensively examined the individual elements of our rebased model to understand how each of them contributes to its overall effectiveness and ensure the transparency of our findings. Our experiments were meticulously designed to evaluate the model by assessing the influence of its separate components on performance. The experimental configurations were as follows: Tion, phi, x, equals x2. Norm, x, 2 integrating a normalization step without an affine transformation before applying the squaring operation. Gamma x, 2 introducing an affine transformation solely in terms of scaling, without bias, for the queries and keys. Gamma x plus beta, 2 incorporating affine transformation with both scaling and bias for the queries and keys. Rebased, gamma norm, x, plus beta, 2 our comprehensive model, which involves normalization and affine transformation, including bias, for queries and keys. Note that for Q and K, there are different scaling parameters gamma Q, beta Q, gamma K, and beta K for each experiment involving affine transformation. Our goal is to highlight the effect of sequence length variability in the MQAR task on model performance. For this evaluation, we standardize the number of retrieval pairs to 32. Theoretically, no impact on performance should be observed, as the amount of information required to be stored in the hidden states is sequence length agnostic. We investigated the effects on sequences of lengths 256 and 2048 and illustrated our findings in Figure 3, also available in Table 1 with a standard deviation of accuracy across 5 seeds. We must emphasize the significance of long context setups evaluated in our experiments. Its characteristics are vital, as successful performance on long sequences highlights the capability of the model to make full use of its architectural innovations. It also translates into notable practical advantages in real-world applications where handling extensive context efficiently can be crucial. The proposed rebased model performs better than every other modification. Performance on the short 256 length is less noticeable than on the long 2048 sequence length. We see a performance drop from simply replacing the original kernel function with X2. We presume that this is caused by suboptimal scale of features, since by placing normalization before the kernel function, we can notice a performance increase even in comparison to the based model. Affine transformations, gamma x, 2 and gamma x plus beta, 2 also show favorable performance compared to the X2 model, which does not significantly decrease with sequence length. In our experiments, we found rebased to be more stable during training with various hyperparameters. To demonstrate this, we utilize an expected validation performance, EVP, plot, Dodge et al., 2021. We treat the average across 5 seeds as the final accuracy. Our results are presented in Appendix Figure 4. We notice that even in cases where the model dimension is sufficiently large to store all necessary information, our modifications lead to 100% accuracy for every hyperparameter set and every seed we use, in contrast with the base model, where we observe degradation for certain learning rates. 5.4. Language modeling. We conducted experiments with language modeling following the setup described in Section 5.1. See Table 2 for the results. When considering AR perplexity, we observe that there is still a gap between the vanilla transformer architecture and alternative models, which is aligned with the results on the MQAR dataset. However, we note that rebased still performed better than based. Regarding non-AR perplexity, rebased outperformed both based and transformer architectures, leading to better overall perplexity value. These results suggest that, despite language modeling perplexity being lower for an alternative to transformer architectures, Aurora et al., 2023, GU and Dow, 2023, this may be achieved due to better short-term dependency modeling, which does not require learning associative operations necessary to perform in-context learning, Olson et al., 2022. The vanilla transformer still performs best in terms of its ability to attend to some token in context. 5.5. Analysis. In this section, we delve into the internal dynamics of the rebased model by examining attention matrices, which are commonly used to elucidate the decision-making of models in the flow of information between tokens. Notably, we can use the parallel mode with both based and rebased models to construct these matrices. For our analysis, we employ the MQAR dataset, Aurora et al., 2023, and train a compact model configured with a sequence length of 128 and 32 retrieval pairs. To ensure clear interpretation of the attention maps, we used fixed weights in the first layer, which consists of a short convolution with a kernel that attends to the previous token. Following the training phase, we compute the intersection over the union, IOU, metric between the attention matrix and the actual positions of the tokens that are to be retrieved. The correct positions are crucial, as they represent the locations from which the model must copy the hidden states in order to successfully resolve the task. This copying mechanism is particularly vital and is implemented via focused attention in the second layer of the network, Olson et al., 2022. Consequently, the IOU provides a quantitative measure of how well our model has learned to replicate this crucial pattern of token retrieval. A visualization of this phenomenon using IOU on a randomly selected example from the dataset is shown in Figure 5. Note that we cropped attention matrix to examine only a region where QK pairs stored. Our results are presented in Table 3. In our experiment, the attention model yielded a superior IOU score compared to both the based and rebased models. However, the rebased model shows promise in narrowing the performance divide that exists between subquadratic methods and the attention-based model. This suggests that, despite the relative simplicity of the method, it could serve as an informative metric for the MQAR dataset, particularly when the accuracy score is close to 1, making it challenging to discern the performance differences between models in more intricate testing scenarios. 6. Conclusion and future work. In this paper, we present Rebased, a novel architecture for subquadratic attention computation. For our model, we analyzed the base architecture and proposed to develop it even further by using polynomial kernels with learnable parameters and adding normalization before the kernel evaluation. While incorporating layer normalization into model training was attempted previously, Degani et al. 2023, our method integrates this normalization directly into the kernel function. With this simple architectural change, we achieved results that outperformed based on MQAR and language modeling with the PIL dataset tasks. We analyzed the internal representations of Rebased, Based, and Vanilla attention modules, and concluded that Rebased resembles attention more than Based. Notably, while Based uses a Taylor expansion of an exponential function, a Rebased kernel function is different from the exponent but shows better performance. Our research suggests that using a second-order polynomial might be insufficient for the best performance, and indicates that more sophisticated learnable kernels could be utilized to improve the performance of trained models. Normalization could further improve various kernel functions. This highlights a need for researchers to revisit classical kernel-based methods with the goal of enhancing their adaptability and efficiency. Our findings reveal a significant disparity in handling the MQAR task between attention-based models and others such as Based, specifically as sequence lengths increase. Attention models excel on longer sequences, significantly outperforming their non-attention counterparts. These results highlight the necessity of further research into strategies that could bridge this gap in order to reach the performance of attention-based methods. Perhaps the superior aspects of attention mechanisms could be matched or exceeded by other models, especially on tasks that require associative recall, such as machine translation, Vardasby et al., 2023. Future research could give insight into this, leading to improved models for processing long sequences on various NLP tasks. 7. Limitations. While our proposed method demonstrates applicability to a wide range of tasks typically addressed by transformers, its effectiveness in handling tasks involving intensive copying or recalling previous context remains unclear. See Table 2 and Jalassi et al. 2024. Successfully addressing these tasks is crucial for fully mitigating inference problems associated with attention mechanisms. It is also worth noting that our experiments are limited to academic scale models. This does pose certain limitations, particularly in extrapolating the findings to larger models. However, given the resource constraints, our results still provide valuable insights into the potential efficacy of our method. References: Ido Amos, Jonathan Berendt, and Ankit Gupta, 2023. Never Train from Scratch. Fair Comparison of Long-Sequence Models Requires Data-Driven Priors. Core, ABS, 2310.02980. Simran Arora, Sabri Ayabolu, Aman Timalsina, Is Wise Johnson, Michael Poli, James Zoe, Atri Rudra, and Christopher Ray, 2023. Zoology. Measuring and Improving Recall in Efficient Language Models. Archive. 2312.04927. Jimmy Leigh-Baugh, Jamie Ryan Quiroz, and Jeffrey E. Hinton, 2016. Layer Normalization. Site Archive. 1607.06450. Junyoung Chung, Chalar Gulcher, Kyung Yun Cho, and Yoshua Benjo, 2014. Empirical Evaluation of Gated Recurrent Neural Networks on Sequence Modeling. Site Archive. 1412.3555 comment. Presented in NIPS 2014 Deep Learning and Representation Learning Workshop. Mustafa Degani, Yosip Jolonga, Basil Mustafa, Peter Padlevsky, Jay Heek, Jay Gilmer, A. Steiner, Matilda Karen, Robert Garrows, Ibrahim M. Alabilmosin, Rodolf Jenadin, Lucas Bayer, M. Channon, Anurag Arnab, Xiao Wang, C. Raquelme, Matthias Minderer, J. Puigchever, Utkui VCI, Manoj Kumar, Shord van Steenkist, Gamaleldin F. Elsaid, Aravind Mahendran, F. U., Avital Oliver, Fontaine Uo, Jasmine Bastings, Mark Collier, A. Gritsenko, Vinesh Barodkar, C. Vasconcelos, Yi Te, Thomas Mensink, Alexander Kolesnikov, Philip Pavedik, Dustin Tran, Thomas Kipf, Mario Lovisiach, Shalwa Jai, Daniel Kaisers, Jeremiah Harmson, and N. Holsby. 2023. Scaling Vision Transformers to 22 Billion Parameters. International Conference on Machine Learning. Jacob Devlin, Ming-Wei Chong, Kenton Lee, and Kristina Tutanova. 2019. BERT. Pre-training of deep bidirectional transformers for language understanding. In proceedings of the 2019 conference of the North American chapter of the Association for Computational Linguistics, Human Language Technologies, Volume 1, Long and Short Papers, pages 4171-4186, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Association for Computational Linguistics, Jesse Dodge, Suchin Gururangan, Dallas Card, Roy Schwartz, and Noah A. Smith, 2021. Expected Validation Performance and Estimation of a Random Variable's Maximum. Core, ABS, 2110.00613. Daniel Y. Fu, Tri Dao, Khalid K. Saab, Armin W. Thomas, Atri Rudra, and Christopher Ray, 2023a. Hungry Hungry Hippos. Towards Language Modeling with State Space Models. An International Conference on Learning Representations. Daniel Y. Fu, Elliot L. Epstein, Eric Nguyen, Armin W. Thomas, Michael Zhang, Tri Dao, Atri Rudra, and Christopher Ray. 2023b. Simple Hardware Efficient Long Convolutions for Sequence Modeling. International Conference on Machine Learning. Leo Gao, Stella Biderman, Sid Black, Lawrence Golding, Travis Hopp, Charles Foster, Jason Fang, Horace He, Anish Thite, Noah Nabashima, Sean Presser, and Connor Leahy. 2020. The Pile. An 800 GB dataset of diverse text for language modeling. Archive Preprint Archive. 2101.00027. Albert G. Yu and Tri Dao. 2023. Mamba. Linear Time Sequence Modeling with Selective State Spaces. Albert G. Yu, Karen Goll, and Christopher Ree. 2022. Efficiently Modeling Long Sequences with Structured State Spaces. An International Conference on Learning Representations. Albert G. Yu, I.S. Wise Johnson, Aman Timalsina, Atri Rudra, and Christopher Ree. 2023. How to Train Your Hippo. State Space Models with Generalized Orthogonal Basis Projections. An International Conference on Learning Representations. Sepp Hochreiter and Jürgen Schmidhuber, 1997. Long Short-Term Memory, Neural Computation, 9, 8, 1735-1780. Sami Jalassi, David Branfonbriner, Sham M. Kakaid, and Aran Malik, 2024. Repeat after me. Transformers are better than state space models at copying. Archive Preprint Archive, 2402.01032. Thanks for listening to this reading. For the entire paper and more, check out our homepage, papersread.ai.